This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Today we're back in 1 Chronicles, and if you've been listening to the last several episodes, you know that I've been reading the genealogies of the children of Israel. The first time I recorded the Bible, and I'm on my third time through doing the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible this time, I know I mispronounced a lot of those names. A few years back, I was hired to read the Douay-Rheims Audio Bible, and I wanted to be sure I read them right, so I did a lot of study. Long story short, over a two-year period, I wrote an easy-to-use pronunciation guide that includes every name in the Bible. Having that resource has really helped reading these names again as we read through 1 Chronicles again. And it's not because I wrote the book. Are you kidding me? There's about 7,000 names in the Bible, and there's no way I can remember every one of them. So I've been using my book for help. If you need a great resource like this, you can have your own copy. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com for all the details. And when you decide to buy, be sure to use discount code AB2. That's lowercase a, lowercase b, numeral 2, AB2, for a 20% discount since you're listening to this show. The website again is easybiblenamesguide.com for Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Well, here we are together again. How are you today? This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 454. I'm your host, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track 1 is the Old Testament, and track 2 is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we're on track 1, and we'll read 1 Chronicles 10 and 11 from the New Century Version. Are you ready? Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. The Philistines fought against Israel, and the Israelites ran away from them. Many Israelites were killed on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines fought hard against Saul and his sons, killing his sons Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The fighting was heavy around Saul, and the archers shot him with their arrows and wounded him. Then Saul said to the officer who carried his armor, "Pull out your sword and stab me. If you don't, these Philistines who are not circumcised will come and hurt me." But Saul's officer refused because he was afraid. So Saul took his own sword and threw himself on it. When the officer saw that Saul was dead, he threw himself on his own sword and died. So Saul and three of his sons died. All his family died together. When the Israelites living in the valley saw that their army had run away and that Saul and his sons were dead, they left their towns and ran away. Then the Philistines came and settled in them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead soldiers, they found Saul and his sons dead on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines stripped Saul's body and took his head and his armor. Then they sent messengers through all their country to tell the news to their idols and to their people. The Philistines put Saul's armor in the temple of their idols and hung his head in the temple of Dagon. All the people in Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul. So the brave men of Jabesh went and got the bodies of Saul and his sons and brought them to Jabesh. They buried their bones under the large tree in Jabesh. Then the people of Jabesh fasted for 7 days. Saul died because he was not faithful to the Lord and did not obey the Lord. He even went to a medium and asked for her advice instead of asking the Lord. This is why the Lord put Saul to death and gave the kingdom to Jesse's son David. 1 Chronicles chapter 11. Then the people of Israel came to David at the town of Hebron and said, "Look, we are your own family. Even when Saul was king, you were the one who led Israel in battle. The Lord your God said to you, 'You will be the shepherd for my people Israel. You will be their leader.'" So all the elders of Israel came to King David at Hebron. He made an agreement with them in Hebron in the presence of the Lord. Then they poured oil on David to make him king over Israel. The Lord had promised through Samuel that this would happen. David and all the Israelites went to the city of Jerusalem. At that time, Jerusalem was called Jebus, and the people living there were named Jebusites. They said to David, "You can't get inside our city." But David did take the city of Jerusalem with its strong walls, and it became the city of David. David had said, "The person who leads the attack against the Jebusites will become the commander over all my army." Joab, son of Zeruiah, led the attack, so he became the commander of the army. Then David made his home in the strong, walled city, which is why it was named the City of David. David rebuilt the city, beginning where the land was filled in and going to the wall that was around the city. Joab repaired the other parts of the city. David became stronger and stronger, and the Lord All-Powerful was with him. This is a list of the leaders over David's warriors who helped make David's kingdom strong. All the people of Israel also supported David's kingdom. These heroes and all the people of Israel made David king, just as the Lord had promised. This is a list of David's warriors. Jashobeam was from the Hachmonite people. He was the head of the three, David's most powerful soldiers. He used his spear to fight 300 men at one time, and he killed them all. Next was Eleazar, one of the three. Eleazar was Dodai's son from the Ahohite people. Eleazar was with David at Pas Damim when the Philistines came there to fight. There was a field of barley at that place. The Israelites ran away from the Philistines, but they stopped in the middle of that field and fought for it and killed the Philistines. The Lord gave them a great victory. Once, three of the 30, David's chief soldiers, came down to him at the rock by the cave near Adullam. At the time, the Philistine army had camped in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in a stronghold, and some of the Philistines were in Bethlehem. David had a strong desire for some water. He said, "Oh, I wish someone would get me water from the well near the city gate of Bethlehem." So the three broke through the Philistine army and took water from the well near the city gate in Bethlehem. Then they brought it to David, but he refused to drink it. He poured it out before the Lord, saying, "May God keep me from drinking this water. It would be like drinking the blood of the men who risked their lives to bring it to me." So David refused to drink it. These were the brave things that the three warriors did. Abishai, brother of Joab, was the captain of the three. Abishai fought 300 soldiers with his spear and killed them. He became as famous as the three and was more honored than the three. He became their commander, even though he was not one of them. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a brave fighter from Kabzeel who did mighty things. He killed two of the best warriors from Moab. He also went down into a pit and killed a lion on a snowy day. Benaiah killed an Egyptian who was about 7.5 feet tall and had a spear as large as a weaver's rod. Benaiah had a club, but he grabbed the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These were the things Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, did. He was as famous as the three. He received more honor than the 30, but he did not become a member of the three. David made him leader of his bodyguards. These were also mighty warriors. Asahel, brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo from Bethlehem, Shammoth the Harorite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira, son of Ikesh from Tekoa, Abiezer the Anathothite, Sibekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Meharai the Netophathite, Heled, son of Baana the Netophathite, Ithai, son of Ribai from Gibeah in Benjamin, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Hurai from the ravines of Gaash, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Beharamite, Eliaba the Shealbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gezanite, Jonathan son of Shagi the Harathite, Ahiam son of Sakar the Harathite, Eliphel son of Ur, Hepher the Makarathite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Nearai son of Esbai, Joel brother of Nathan, Mibhar, son of Haggai, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Berethite, the officer who carried the armor for Joab, son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, Zabad, son of Ali, Adonah, son of Shiza, the Reubenite, who was the leader of the Reubenites and his 30 soldiers, Hanan, son of Maacah, Joshaphat, the Mithnite, Uzziah, the Ashtarothite, Shema and Jael, sons of Hotham the Aurorite, Jediael, son of Shimri, Joah, Jediael's brother, the Tizite, Eliel the Maavite, Jerubai and Joshaviah, Elnaim's sons, Ithma the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jaaziel, the Mezobeites. May God bless the reading of His Word. Hey guys, before I talk about today's reading, it just occurred to me that episode 456 is only a couple episodes away. How about heading over to support.lifespringmedia.com and making a 456 donation? $4.56 is about what a fancy coffee drink costs or a meal deal at your favorite fast food place. Almost anyone can afford that. And if you're feeling guilty about not supporting the show, even though you've been listening for weeks or months or even years, how about making a $45.60 donation? And if you want to really gain some points, $456 would be awesome. Hey, don't laugh. I know some folks out there can't afford that. Isn't the approximately 50 minutes a week of Bible reading and commentary worth something to you? It's called Value for Value. Go to support.lifespringmedia.com. Okay, let's talk about chapter 11, verses 17 through 19. King David is hiding from his enemies. He's been fighting the Philistines with his army, and he's thirsty. And here's what Scripture says. David longed for water. He said, "I wish someone would get me a drink of water from the well that is near the gate of Bethlehem." So the three fought their way past the Philistine guards. They got some water from the well that was near the gate of Bethlehem, and they took that water back to David. But David refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out as a drink offering to the Lord. "I would never drink that water," David said. "It would be like drinking the blood of these men. They put their lives in danger by going to Bethlehem." The men had put their lives in danger by bringing the water back, so David wouldn't drink it. All right, so have you ever been really, 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 really thirsty? You've been working hard, out in the elements, doing manual labor with the sun beating down on you. You haven't been able to stay hydrated because you just haven't had access to water. Eventually, all you can do is think about how thirsty you are. You're dry. You're parched. You couldn't spit if you wanted to. Well, that's how David felt. Scripture says David longed for water. I've been there. I know how that feels. Here where I live in Southern California, summers can be hot. 115 degrees is not at all unusual. And one of my day jobs requires me to work outside with no shade over cars and trucks that have been sitting in the sun just baking and getting hotter and hotter. It's not unusual for the surface temperature of those vehicles to hit 165 degrees, and I have to work over that. I do windshield repair, so I'm leaning over these cars and trucks. I know what it's like to be thirsty. I've had many occasions to say, "Boy, do I wish I had some water right now." Well, that's what David did. I don't think he said it to anyone in particular. He just said, "Man, a drink of water from that sweet, cool well by the gate of Bethlehem would be awesome right now." And his three most loyal men heard him, so out of respect and love for their leader, they fought through enemy lines to get it for him. But when they got back, what did David do? He wouldn't drink it. He respected what it cost these men so much that he poured it on the ground as a drink offering to the Lord. It was an act of worship to God. These men sacrificed their own safety for the leader they loved, and David sacrificed the thing that he most wanted in the world at that time to the God that he loved. This is what a sacrifice is. Putting a buck in the offering plate is not a sacrifice for most of us. Have you ever made an offering to the Lord like David did or his men? Think back to that time when you were really, really thirsty. How much of a sacrifice would it have been to pour water on the ground knowing that there was no other water easily available? That's huge. What David did was an enormous sacrifice of worship to God. When was the last time you gave an offering to God that cost you like that? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 454.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Tomorrow's Friday. Monday's show is episode 456. Make a 456 value for value donation over the weekend. Let me know that you truly do value the show. Support.lifespringmedia.com. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.